So just to review, you know, we talked about the qualities of the lineage, you know, how the teachings started with the Buddha. They were passed down in India to Tibet, yeah, to the present day. And by the way, I should add, I received the Lan Min teachings from several of my teachers. Most of the teachings from Lama Zopa and Sekho Rinpoche and His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and then also from Gensun and Rinchen, and I received Lan Min from Kabje Ling Rinpoche and Geshe Yeshe Topden. Yeah. So whatever they taught me was perfect. Whatever I remember may not be. So please, you know, if you find things that I'm saying mistaken, please come back and, you know, we'll discuss them and figure out what's going on. Okay? But again, just to let you know that I have, you know, received them somehow. It's been passed down in that way. Okay, so we talked about the qualities of the originators of the system and then the qualities of the teachings themselves. Okay, and in terms of Atisha's presentation that he made by drawing out the important points, we saw how if we understand the Lan Min, we'll see how none of the Buddha's teachings are contradictory. We'll know which practices go at which times, so we won't get confused when we see different people practicing different things. Okay, we'll be able to see that all the teachings should be taken as personal advice. You know, they're not intellectual knowledge, they're not something to be shoved aside, but they're actually for us to practice. We'll be able to develop, to pick out the Buddha's intention, in other words, the important points in all the teachings, and we'll be able to order them systematically so that no matter what teaching we'll hear from other sources, we'll know where it gets on the path, goes on the path, so we won't get confused. And then, by understanding all of those things, you know, the fourth benefit is we won't develop sectarian views, but instead we'll come to really have a lot of respect for other Buddhist traditions, other lineages, and other masters. And then with respect to Lan Rim's, Lama Tsongkhapa's particular putting together of the Lan Rim, we see that it contains all of the Buddhist teachings, okay? So it's nice because we're getting the important points of all of the teachings. We're getting them in a way that's easily applicable, that's designed for meditation, and that's complete with information from both the extensive lineage that emphasizes the method and compassion part of the path and what's called the profound lineage that emphasizes the wisdom part of the path. So we're getting complementary teachings, you know, put into the Lan Min structure from both of those lineages. Okay? So, you might be wondering, well, how am I supposed to meditate on this? Okay? Well, you know, hopefully something of what was said today went in and, you know, made you think a little bit deeper about things. You know, to think about the whole issue of eating meat and how it's not a thing to get real judgmental about. It's a thing to see that different people practice in different ways. We can think about the fact that people have different dispositions and develop some respect about that. We can think about how important it is to have met a pure system of teachings with a pure originator of those teachings, being Shakyamuni Buddha, a pure lineage, you know, and with pure practitioners who have actually gained the realizations. And so we can think about how important that is, you know, and compare it with, you know, maybe other things that we've gotten interested in from time to time. And think about, you know, well, which kind of lineage do I trust more? Which kind of teacher do I trust more? Yeah? Something that was developed last year or something that's 2,500 years ago? Yeah? So, you know, these are all different points that we can think about. So when I suggest that you do the meditation, the analytic meditation, you take these points, you know, you can go through step by step these different things we covered and think about them in that way in relationship to your life and your relationship with your own spiritual path. Okay?